Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I think we've known each other long enough that I can be a little bit vulnerable this morning and share something with you. You all know that I love Dolly Parton. I think the world of her. And you know that I love Scripture. And so when I want to read the Psalms, I sing this to the tune of the Coat of Many Colors. Back through the Bible I go wandering once again, back to my favorite book, the Psalms. And there, once I'm there, I find a home and I find words of comfort, hope, and peace. And I sing it all, but sometimes when I need the melody and I don't have the music, I can't think of it. But I sing this little song to myself. Back through the Bible, I go wandering once again. Back to my favorite book, the Psalms. I do love the Psalms. This book of poetry is for me comfort. Comfort like the comfiest clothes you have, and when you put them on and feel them on your skin, you release a deep breath because something in you has shifted. Comfort like comfort food, when you get just one smell or just one bite, you have literally tasted comfort. And again, you release a deep breath. Because something shifts in you. It is so comfortable. The Psalms are like that for me. When I open my Bible to the Psalms, it feels like I'm coming home. And I feel all the kind of comfort that you do feel when you're at home. And when you let all of yourself, even the you that you don't want others to see, be seen and known and loved. I feel that way about the Psalms. The Psalms are where I learned to pray. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't grow up learning how to pray. And so the Psalms are where I learned how to pray, and they're where I got the language to know how to pray. And the Psalms also taught me that I can be completely honest with God, with every thought, with every emotion, because every emotion you can imagine or experience is in the Psalms. And still today, when I don't have words to pray, or when I don't have the mental or emotional energy to pray, I go to the Psalms, and when I encounter those pages, I take a deep sigh because I feel at home, and something shifts in me when I see those underlined words and phrases and the circled words, the little notes I've made, even some of the pages where there are spots where the paper feels a little bit different because a tear has fallen there. I've lived a lot of life with the Psalms, a lot of life in those Psalms, and I keep going home to them over and over again, because I often need them to remind me of who God is. Because let's face it, we live in a world that is constantly trying to tell us something other than what Scripture says about God. There are a lot of false prophets and false teachers out there. Money and greed and politicians, and the list goes on. The world tries to tell us all the time something different about God. And so I come back to the Psalms to be reminded of who God truly is. And they help me refocus on that truth. The truth that I find of God in the Psalms, it reorients my gaze toward God, and it reorients my heart toward God. It reforms my thinking and my priorities, my focus, and my heart that is so prone to wander. Luther himself found a home in the Psalms. In fact, anytime he heard something discouraging or was going through something difficult, he is known to have said to his assistant, let's go sing Psalm 46. Let's go sing Psalm 46. I wish that that was my response every time I heard discouraging news or faced something difficult. Let's go sing Psalm 46. I love it because he knew exactly where to go and what to do to find comfort. Our gathering hymn this morning and every Reformation Sunday is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And I don't know if you know this or not, but "A Mighty Fortress" is Luther's paraphrase of Psalm 46, the psalm that we read just a few minutes ago. Luther wrote both the lyrics and the music for it. Now, as time has gone on, "A Mighty Fortress" has become known as this battle hymn for the Reformation. For us Lutherans, it's kind of a hymn about our Lutheran heritage, and we stand a little bit taller when we hear it. We hear those bold and triumphant notes and that melody, and we stand just a little bit taller because it strengthens us. It empowers us in some way. But interestingly enough, when "A Mighty Fortress" was published in 1529, it was listed as a hymn of comfort. So back then, a lot of hymns weren't listed in their hymnals with the first lines or phrases. They were listed for what they were kind of categorized as. And "A Mighty Fortress" was a hymn of comfort, which is a little bit surprising to me, because I've actually never thought of "A Mighty Fortress" as a hymn of comfort. If I want a hymn of comfort, I go to "Day by Day" or "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" or "It Is Well with My Soul." I don't think I would ever jump to "A Mighty Fortress" if I needed some comfort. But if we slow down and we take the music away, what we are left with are some remarkably powerful words. Words that remind us about who God is in incredibly graphic and vivid detail. And I think for me, what's left, instead of a hymn of comfort, might be more like a creed, a statement about what we believe. Because these words in "A Mighty Fortress," they tell us the truth about who God is in Jesus Christ. That God is our refuge and strength. That God is always with us. Several times over and over, both Psalm 46 and "A Mighty Fortress" tell us that God is with us. They remind us over and over because, oh my goodness, is it easy to forget. And so this hymn that is more like a creed, it reminds us of the powerful truth that no matter what, God is always with us. No matter what, God is always with us. No matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what we endure, God is with us. And nothing can separate us from God. Not circumstances, not trials, not diagnoses, not job loss, not anything can separate us from God's love, not even death. And so maybe that's where the comfort comes in. That when we're going through something difficult and it's hard to remember that God is with us, that this psalm and this hymn tell us in powerful phrases that God is with us. Because maybe comfort isn't always a warm bowl of soup. Maybe comfort isn't always a cozy blanket on the couch. Sometimes comfort is hard words. They're hard truths, hard-fought truths. Truths that we sometimes have to hold on so tightly to that our knuckles turn white. But the truth is that even though these truths about God are trustworthy and we can hold on to them, God holds on to us And I think that's what Psalm 46 and this hymn want to tell us. That even when we get tired, even when the battle is too hard and too long and we are weary, God doesn't stop fighting. God doesn't let go. God doesn't leave us. That's pretty comforting. Because I think we all know what it's like to endure something difficult. And if we aren't going through something difficult right now, we have or we will be again in the future. And it can feel pretty lonely and pretty isolating. Sometimes we can't always see God, and a lot of times we can't feel God. And that is the most important time for us to remember and be reminded of these truths. That even though we might not feel it, God is with us. And we cannot be separated from the love of God. That no matter what, God will not let us go. And so today, may we be reminded of these hard truths. Not hard in that they're difficult to believe, but hard in that sometimes we have to hang on very tightly to them. But may we remember even more that God holds even more tightly onto us. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.